Welcome to the BDBO podcast. Y'all already know it. It's your boy here, Mr. Dangerous, still being a dangerous man in this thing, man. We got some special guests up in the building here, doing it once again, man. Welcome to the family,
what it do,
man.
What it do?
Let these people know who you is, what you
man,
got.
It's real, DJ Real Crazy, Real with two L's, Crazy with a K. Seasoned artist, manager, DJ, philanthropist, coach, above and above and above. We just going way up with it.
I like that. You gonna introduce yourself on the mic, see?
My bad. Hey, y'all. How y'all doing? Y'all know who it is. Miss VT, the one and only. I'm in the background. You know how I does it. On its real side. You know what it is. Let's go.
Yes, already. We appreciate y'all coming out to the BDBO studio, man.
It's always good to spread the gospel.
That's already.
Especially on the Sunday. Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
More definitely.
Oh, yeah. Y'all just go sit there, huh?
Oh, yeah, we the usual.
The usual
come in, you know, tag along. It's your boy Chill Will, Chef Will up in the thing, man. Like you said, the chef, the funny, Mr. Funny Man, the MC of the year. I'm trying to be. I'm going to get there one day. But hey, so y'all holler at me.
You know what I'm saying? Big country, dibble and dabble in a little bit of everything. Not too much, just a little dib and dab every now and then. You know what I'm saying?
Already. You know how that go, man. But, man, I got handed a flyer off the rip. I'm talking about came through the door handing out. What you got right here, man?
Man, just pushing the album. You know what I'm saying? The album is out now. RKM 8 the Great, you know, with the 8th installment. First album, but the 8th installment of Real Crazy Music. It's really personal. 9 tracks, produced by Young Quota Productions from Memphis, Tennessee, and then Hitman the Great. He's out of Jackson, Mississippi. Guwap clothing. I don't know if y'all heard of that Guwap apparel. You know what I'm saying? But I'm feeling it. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I brought y'all today. A little promo. You know what I'm saying? Scan straight to the album, free. Okay. It's on all platforms, but I prefer to push the YouTube because it's free. You know? I don't give a damn how you get it. As long as you get it, it's all me.
As long as you get it to you, it's all right. Right. I like that. Yes, sir. Yep. Oh, sure. What you got going on? What's next going on, man?
The next thing popping is my birthday is tomorrow. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Lucky Libra in the building. So, what up, Chico? So Lucky Libra in the building. My birthday is tomorrow. Really having a sit down at Red Zone Bar and Grill tomorrow. You know, here in Jackson, Mississippi. So that's the most current thing I got going on.
Yes, sir. We definitely got to jump out of that.
Yep. Come on out, man. Get y'all some of that Louisiana cuisine. Yes, sir. Feel me? We're going to have some music going. You know what I'm saying? Fun. Couple drinks flowing. We going up with it.
Yes, sir. So this is your label?
Oh, yeah. My label. That's just me and my family, Miss VT. A couple other artists that we've been rocking with for years. That boy KT out of Selma, Alabama. Biagi, he out of Jackson, Mississippi.
Okay.
And a few other artists that we promote and push behind. Chocolate Drop, one of our latest artists. She's a young lady doing her thing. She's out of Jackson, Mississippi. So
okay,
yeah.
So you helping these artists get to the basically get out there?
Man, I just want them to have fun with it. Like my main thing is don't stress it out. You do music to make yourself feel better. You don't do music to man. They ain't listening. They ain't got no followers. They messing with this person and not me. Nah, just do it for yourself. If you do it for yourself.
Right. I know that's right.
The followers are calm. You know what I'm saying? So that's really how we do it. We stressed ourselves out for years, so we try to let an artist know you're not doing it to stress yourself out. You're doing it to make yourself feel better.
That's it.
And if you're doing that,
get this an outlet.
Right. It'll go to the fans. It'll get there. Don't stress yourself.
Yeah, keep going with it. Keep pushing.
Mm-hmm.
That's it, man.
Yep.
That's the key to a lot of shit out here, man.
Definitely.
Stress causes cancer, man. You know, the life that we live in, and we can go deep, but the life that we live in is designed for us to stress.
Yeah.
They want us to be stressed out. We're not making enough money to live in our means. I mean, 30, 40 years ago, you can work one full-time job to protect your whole family. You need 3 or 4 now. You know what I'm saying? Just to get what you want. So
you can bring your old lady a $500 paycheck, give her 4, she can take care of the house, pay the bills, and do all that. You still have $100 to ball out throughout the week. Until you get paid again.
So it ain't like that no more.
Today,
right?
You can't. You get the $500 paycheck, you struggling.
Yeah, we designed to be stressed, so don't stress yourself. it's enough out here to stress about. You know,
he's designed to survive out here and not live, cause
right,
we're really out here surviving, not living like we're supposed to be out here doing.
Well, definitely it is.
There's a big difference,
and that's really what I'm on, like stress free, man. Like, we got kids, you know, we got a normal life to live, but we do the things that we do because it feel good. We like doing for others. You know what I'm saying? We like coaching the kids and getting them to the next level. We like telling the artists what they can do to get to the next level. We like doing stuff like this, coming on podcasts and spreading awareness to what we got going. It helps us out too.
Oh, so, yes, sir. I see you be active. You be, man, everywhere.
I appreciate
that. I see it all, man.
Just as long as you seeing it, that's enough for me.
That's what I'm talking about. You out there doing it.
Yeah.
You really doing it. Keep it up. Keep the work up.
Yes, sir. Appreciate like that. Y'all is too, man. That's how I got to y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like, best to let y'all know, they didn't find me. They didn't reach out. I saw what they had going on. I listened to the interviews. I listened to the podcast. So I was like, that's a good platform to, you know, drop what I got going on. So I appreciate y'all for having us. Real talk.
That's all ready, man. Mm-hmm. Like you said, it's all about spreading the love, spreading the world.
We try to be a whole vibe out here. You know, right. Try to be the all-around player, like everybody, like you want to be on the court, like we talked about earlier, talking about my boy Brian. Try to be an all-around player, try to be an all-around vibe out here for everybody to fuck with.
Right, yeah, that's what we're here for, man. Like I said, we got the basketball going, now we just added a baseball team, now we looking to add a softball team to our organization, so.
Now, what kind of, these kids leagues,
yeah,
or?
AAU.
AAU?
Yeah, we started with AAU basketball, we started with high school boys. That was the first team that we created. Then, you know, of course, some girls came along, made a girls team. Then different age boys made more teams. This is our fourth summer. We're approaching our fourth spring.
Okay.
And, you know, we went from having nothing to now we got sponsorship. We got players knocking our doors down. We got gym opportunities. And that's what we do it for. Our daughter, she just went pro. She's a pro athlete. And we started the whole organization behind her. So.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about.
So y'all got it. Your resume already starting off deep already.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I got a pro athlete behind me, so what you talking about?
Right. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? I see. So it's like, you know, we show the kids, you can do this too. She wasn't the fastest. She wasn't the best player. But
it's all about their grind.
She went through the system. She got better over time. She played up years. She
got no trenches.
Right.
She actually came back from an injury too, what a lot of people don't know. You know what I'm saying? Most kids don't bounce back from injury. So she tore her meniscus and ACL. So that's something hard to come back from. And seeing her strength to endure and still maintain and not drop the ball, I'm all for it.
Yeah, not only kids, adults struggle to come back from that kind of injury. ACL and meniscus tear, you're real timid behind it, especially when you're doing a high impact sport.
Right.
I tell her all the time she needed the surgery though. She was always hurt. Her knee was always, I think she hurt it back, 10th, 11th grade?
I think 8th grade.
Yeah, so it was always hurt. It was always.
You know how it goes. If it's anything that's going to take us out the game, I ain't doing it.
Sometimes God puts you in this, God or the universe or whatever y'all believe in.
Yeah, whatever higher power.
A higher power stops you.
Like, hey, you need to sit down, but
you don't want to stop yourself.
And then not even just that, just test your faith, test your love for what it is. Do you really want this, or do you need to try something new? And that really determined what
she really wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to True Taylor, y'all. True Taylor.
21.
Big shout out.
21.
Y'all from here?
I'm originally from Memphis, Tennessee. Me personally.
I'm originally from Jackson, Mississippi. I am a Pearson vet. I used to live out here in the George Kirsch apartments a while back, years ago. But yeah, I'm a Mississippi vet, born and bred.
Oh yeah, that's most definitely. So we're going to most definitely support our Mississippi athletes, because we need all the support behind them, because Mississippi athletes are the most slept on athletes out there.
What you said, talk. You see how they do Devin Booker, and we know where he is. You know what I'm saying? I don't care if he ain't from the Jag or from Pearl, but in Mississippi.
You feel me, my boy Cam Akers? Right. You see him?
Come on.
You feel me? I've been knowing my boy since AAU football. So yeah. I knew he was going to do a big then. My boy Super Bowl champ now. We went to high school together.
Oh, that's what's up. That's
When he was busting them big 40, 30 yard runs, I was out there knocking niggas out the way for us.
There we go. See, look, y'all don't know who you sitting in front of.
We might need to start a Korean team football team.
If y'all do, y'all got a running back right here.
There we go.
Running back coach on deck.
You got a running back ready for you. Running back coach ready for you. Oh, especially one of the oh yeah, linebacker coach, yeah. I got you.
Especially you want a good offensive lineman coach, bro.
Oh, that, we need, hey.
Hey, we need, it's in the works. It's on the list. We was thinking about it.
Man,
we just
tell
like,
y'all, man, this is my personal opinion. Y'all play football, so y'all can get kind of iterate.
Oh, yeah.
The lineman position is really slept on and I can.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
in football, period. You can't, the football, the team can't function without the offensive line. You see how Tom Brady is such a great quarterback. If you take away his offensive line, he ain't doing none of this shit he doing. He ain't doing none of this shit that he doing. Look at Tom Brady, he back there. But he got 10, 15 seconds back there to throw the ball all day. He don't have to run, scramble, do none of that. Why he ain't got to do that? But he got six dogs on there in front of him, got ready to go. Five dogs ready to go. Take care of business.
If he was to do football, I promise that lineman position would be.
We need some dogs on that line. You need some dogs on that line.
Because he need to be able to see. He need to be able to make decisions. That's one thing I love about Tom Brady against other quarterbacks. So, y'all, think about that.
Like I said, because why he able to do a see the field and stuff? Because the offensive line up there.
Keeping seconds he needs, invaluable seconds.
But at the same time.
We do not concentrate on that. Like, high school football, like.
It's all about the running back, quarterback, linebacker, receiver.
Man, you get that and football safety. Together.
So skills position, right, basically. Yeah. It's all about.
Things. Shout out to Donnie Wheeler. Y'all don't know this guy, whatever. He's from Memphis, Tennessee, but he was good, a great online offensive lineman. And he prided in the way he blocked, his footwork, his technique, hands, where your hands go. All that little stuff matter, but I don't think we take that into consideration as African American coaches. Players, shit. The line is very important.
Yeah, I was a real defensive line buff.
Yeah,
I was because I was a hybrid between linebacker and defensive end. Mm-hmm. So I had speed of a linebacker, but I also had to get on the line, the defensive end line position, because it's always that big offensive lineman talking this shit. And so you think you can fit a manhandle me? Now I think it done all four and just. Fly past you because you don't see I got this speed.
A good offensive lineman that's good with footwork. It don't matter the angles. It don't a simple stiff to the shoulder can block for your. We ain't gonna get there though. We ain't gonna go there. You know what I'm saying? But it's a little the way you step and pivot.
Just like that, like you said, that simple stiff to the shoulder. Mm-hmm. The defensive line take that hand, slap it down. Push you back with the other hand. Get around your technique.
That's it. And that stuff, like what we like to practice with our cream team basketball team, like we like to show them if you on offense, this is the way you can beat the defense. But if they play defense this way, this is how you can beat the defense. If you on defense and you see them playing offense this way, this is how you attack on defense. So exactly. we like to show them. So that's a good thing.
We're going to show our offense how to beat these defenses, but we're going to also show our defense how to beat this offense. Right, so if somebody come out here running on you, we've been running this in practice all day. So we know, go over here. Like you'll see LeBron. Hey, they finna run this. So, hey, go here. Go there. They finna pass it that way. You seen it on film already.
Right.
That's
how this shit just go. That sports stuff, dog. We can talk that all day. Man. All day long.
All day.
This is like talking about cars to me. Sports. That's something I'm passionate about that.
Yeah, same here.
But I mean, sports saved our life. You know what I'm saying? Like we was in situations where we didn't know where we was going. We were young parents. You know what I'm saying? We started early, and basketball saved my life. I got my basketball scholarship at 22 years old. After I gave up on it, after I did everything I could do to mess it up, I got a second chance at 22, and I vowed then I'm gonna use this basketball to help the next generation, because it almost messed me up. If I didn't use it, ain't no telling what me and her would have been. So. And that's a different story in itself. So the reason why we coached and started the organization, make sure our kids get what they wanted, but at the same time, we didn't want a 20-year-old young man to say, it's over. It ain't over. It's different. And especially now, there's so many different avenues to get your opportunity.
Social media and all that. And Deion Sanders making it all the way known. Folks, I hate the way the folks hating on him right now.
Right. Yeah, well, he opened it up for us, for Jackson alone. Eyes is on us now.
Yeah, he been so cocky. Deion's being Deion. He been doing the same thing since. You feel me? He had his football team in the music video, bro. Mm-hmm. The coach let him put the football team in the music video. You think he ain't finna let his in 2023 with all this social media out there now, you think mm-hmm. you finna have his players with they Twitter handle, they handles on their social media handles on their jerseys? Yeah.
Come on now.
I want you to get seen. I wanted to make myself get seen because guess what happened when I got seen? I got all this stuff. I'm Super Bowl champion. I'm a multi-sport athlete. I would hit a home run in the World Series and a touchdown in the Super Bowl in the same year. Who doing it?
Right.
I'm playing. You. Every player want to go play for Coach Dion because that's like Travis Hunter. Everybody's talking about he had to pay Travis Hunter. No. Travis Hunter is a wide receiver and a DB. What better person to play for than a wide receiver and a DB that went to the Hall of Fame and the Super Bowl doing this shit? It just makes sense. So he obviously he has the motherfucking recipe.
Yeah.
So I'm finna go to Dion. And plus, he looks like me. He can relate to what I got going on because he came from where I came from.
Right.
You just. I ain't trying to make it seem like that. I fuck with y'all, but you just a white man and just came from the suburb. You don't know my struggle.
Yeah,
you probably seen it. You probably we had a court size seat to it, but you don't know what I went through.
Yeah,
but he do. Cause he went through the same grind.
And see, that's what real. I try to tell kids. You know, like me myself personally, I remember my days here in Pearl. Like my first senior year. Yes, I'm putting you in my business. My first senior year, I ran these neighborhoods. I ran these streets. I was up the street at the court by the firehouse. Like I was there. I after practice like every day. Like over there in the apartments at the other goal, I was there every day trying to get somewhere because I had hoop dreams. They WNBA showed up. My mindset was different. I'm like, I'm trying to get out the hood. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was my whole mentality. Then we moved to Jackson. I definitely was trying to get it. Went to a 6A school. Like, I tell kids, like, they don't know the different steps because we didn't know the steps because we got to a point. Like, I remember my last day of playing college ball because I tell kids, like, if I did it, you can do it. You know what I'm saying? I got a scholarship to go play ball, and I'm 5 foot. Come on, 60 inches. Let's go somewhere. And we went somewhere. You hear me?
So, you got social media now. Come on. You
so just imagine if we had social media then versus now. So I be trying to tell these kids, you know, it's all on you about what you do. I'm like your cheat sheet to the game. I'm your cheat sheet to the world. You know, kids don't realize that. I'm like, just don't look at me to look at me. No, I did some things, and I'm trying to put you there to pull you from your fullest potential instead of keeping you in the mindset that you can't do nothing, you know. So that's what we try to promote and preach to the kids. Like you said, we can talk about this all day.
Yeah, the sports is our first love. That's what brought us together. That's our first love. So.
Because you think about it, the hood full of athletes.
Come on.
you be looking at a dude that look like a regular dude. This man can do a whole triple backflip, and you won't even know it. He probably be an Olympian. You won't even know it because he just didn't have the exposure that he needed.
Right. And then that's know exactly it's a lot of kids that's going through hardship. They don't know that they can keep going through the midst of the trials. You know what I'm saying? Like they feel stuck. If ain't nobody pushing them and telling them you can keep going, how would they know to keep going? Yeah. How would they know to keep going?
I mean, kids don't even know the difference between the junior college and the D3.
Yeah.
Like, they don't understand that D3s don't have any full scholarships available. That you can't get a full scholarship at a D3 school. If you don't know this, you can't.
And at D1.
D2 schools have limited full scholarships.
Come on.
D1s and JUCOs are the only two organizations that gives all full scholarships. So if you're not getting recruited by a D1 by 10th, 11th grade,
and this is why I hate
getting ready to go JUCO.
Really, D1 recruiting you in the 8th grade.
Yeah,
you guys like they
talking
looking
to you
like
before the 10th grade, 8th grade for sure. If they don't know about you, they
you
not contacting you.
Got invited to no camps.
You're not going D1. You're gonna have to have an outstanding junior senior year for a D1 to jump over all these people they've been watching since 5th grade. To see what you got going on.
Exactly. Because, like I said, that's why I hate JUCO so slept on. That's why I love this show. What's the show with all the JUCOs on Netflix on it now?
Last
Chance You. Mm-hmm. That's why I love that show. Because it shows that even if you don't go to a D1 school to get this offer that you wanted to, don't sleep on a JUCO.
Because
that JUCO can put you in that front door. Because those D1 schools, you got 2 years to prove yourself. Because those D1 schools.
Other people that only got 2 years.
Because look at Cam Newton. He came from a JUCO. I hated that he going through what he going through right now. But shit, he went through a JUCO and he'd have been one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. You just didn't get the exposure. You probably didn't get the exposure because you probably one of them athletes probably in your junior year. You got switched over, so you got to adapt your whole game now. Mm-hmm. So you gotta go to the JUCO to go ahead and improving what you gotta do.
Man, I do JUCO all day. You got your full financial aid. You get your whole check in your pocket. The whole check is going to your pocket so you can eat off of. Get you.
You might living. Be at home.
Yeah, you could be at home. You
know, with your mama down the street.
A bad thing, but it just depends on what you're looking for. But I tell all my kids, we going JUCO. We going JUCO. You need that time to develop. You need them 2 years to play. You go to a D1 as a freshman, you might be sitting down for 2 years.
Exactly.
Before you even get an opportunity. Now you've been at school for 2 years. You don't even know if you want to do this shit no more.
Yeah.
So I preach JUCO, and JUCO's got a high turnaround. They always getting rid of sophomores every year. They got sophomores leaving every year. So that's the first thing we do. We go to every JUCO in every state surrounding, and we hit them up.
Cool. Think about why be a dog in high school, then go to a D1 school and sit down. Mm-hmm. You wasting away time. For 2 years. You
right.
see, then you versus numbers, you go right. to a, right. yeah versus you go to a JUCO. You can pick
can
up where
dominate.
You left.
You don't you know what they got. What you walking into?
Yeah, you can pick up where you left off. Right. I was doing this in high school. I know these new motherfuckers ain't better. I know I'm D1
right.
talent.
Right.
So I'm finna go out here and be a dog on JUCO.
And see, that's what people
and
don't
that's
understand.
That's gonna put more eyes on you.
Like for instance, when I graduated high school, I went to a private school, and then I ended up staying in that city, and I ended up getting my own place. And I said, forget it. I'm finna go to this JUCO over here. Because I didn't want to stop going to school. And I didn't want to stop playing ball. Because my other school had situations. So I was like, I got to keep going. That's all I know. I got my baby with me. We rolling. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't stop going. I'm driving behind the bus with my baby in my car. Like, my coach allowed me to do that. Like, it's on you what you want to do. But then I come right back and go back to the private school. And try to you find out like things like most private schools are NAIA, mm-hmm. you know different. That
That's
put you
a smaller conference under D3, y'all. NAIA,
and you don't know what they got. What's their turnaround? You know what I'm saying? Like a lot of those NAIA is not even on the map. Mm-hmm. They not even on the surface. Mm-hmm. That conference not even being looked at. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like. You got to think about it. What conference you want to play in? You got to think about
your
goal.
What conference do you fit in?
And then not even just that, your ACT matters mm-hmm. when it comes to things like
your
that.
Your GPA
matters when yes. it comes to things like that. So you got to be not just an athlete, you got to be a student athlete. So that's one of the key things that people don't know that'll definitely get you to the next level. Being that being more of a student
it.
than also bringing an athlete.
You gotta think about it. These athletes do have degrees out there, motherfucker. These motherfuckers are business made. Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, these motherfuckers catching 80 yard passes or busting three pointers from the mid court. But these motherfuckers, he a doctor. At the end of the day, if he hurt himself, God forbid, he hurt himself, he can be a doctor.
Right.
He can got a business degree.
Come
he can
on.
Got a pharmaceutical degree.
Right.
Whatever.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's always a back plan, but always it's good to have a plan B, but. Go hard on your plan A, though.
Come on.
Try to put your plan B in the way back of your mind to where, shit, you really don't even.
You got it. That's a good answer.
She got good hands. You saw that.
Yeah, hell, like I said, put that plan B on way on the back burner to where you prepare for it, yeah, but shit. Hey, make sure that, prepare left for it, so make sure your plan A is out. You all in on
man,
it.
You
do what you got to do, man. Your plan A is going to be your plan. It's going to be the successful plan, bro.
You know what I'm saying? And that's how we ended up, you know, coming up with Cream Team. Because we were just sitting back and looking at it. And watching the kids and seeing what they going through. And how these other kids, all this talent just sitting still. Mm-hmm. All this talent just sitting still. Like, nobody knows their numbers. Their high school numbers not being put online. Like, that's how
yeah,
we
exactly.
ended up here.
We did it. We was doing it for our daughter already. When my daughter teammates started seeing what we were doing for her, they start coming. Can you do this for me? Can you do this for me? And we looked at it like we can get paid for this. We can get paid for this. Yeah. But you know what? We just gonna do it off GP. We gonna build our brand. Once you start building the brand, then the team opportunity came. Then the organization came. Now we got baseball and softball coming.
Crazy thing, but that's damn near what Deion did. Cause what folks failed to realize, Deion had most of the Colorado football team. He had them kids since high school.
Yeah,
come on,
he been
coaching those kids since high school football
right.
in every level of the sport. He had a Pee Wee League, then he had a junior high team, then he started coaching high school football, and then now he had colleges. He taking them kids with him everywhere he go. That's why he made his transfer portal such a big thing now. Mm-hmm. So his kids can transfer to the different schools that he go to. So he can, so when he go to the next level, right, his kids way. Right there with him.
And see, that's what a lot of kids don't know. Yeah, like, don't do our daughter was at one school.
See, y'all on the way. The way. And,
like, our daughter was at one school, and the coach was just straight up like, you know, I see you. But, you know, I got some new kids coming in, and I'm not saying that I can't use you, but if you want to go ahead and do what you got to do, do what you got to do. So she entered, and the school instantly picked her up. Instantly picked her up. The coach went back.
The coach was surprised. He really thought that she wasn't going to
be. He thought she was going to sit still. Like, you don't know, we ain't gonna never stop. Like in Diddy voice, I thought I told you that we won't stop. Like,
you might like me.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, you might like me, but it's somebody out there who loves
me. That's one thing I respect about that last coach that she had, because not only did he just pay attention to her latest stats, her latest videos, he went back to her high school stats, her middle school stats, and he saw what she was doing there. And that's why I'm telling kids, like, put yourself out there, baby. The game way different than what it was when we was.
You might think nobody paying attention as you're posting. But eventually somebody
gonna
have to
see
do that
it. Who need to see it gonna see it.
Gonna be like,
if I was social media savvy, if I had people around me that were social media savvy back then, I probably would have been in a different situation now.
Mm-hmm.
Cause shoot,
I hear it in you. Like,
yo,
it cut deep. It cut deep.
It do. Cause like I said, I hate the fact that I feel like it was just talent wasted.
Right.
And that's one of my biggest regrets.
But
that's why I just try to go so hard in the next generation for like I said. Yeah, that's why I said, you got to eat good now. All these cameras and social media sites and websites and videos and pictures, all these different leagues. Like, you got the USFL, the NFL, the XPFL, and Arena Football League. They ain't had none of this. All they had was the overseas. They had all they had was the NFL, NFL or nothing. Mm-hmm. Back in my day, then the Arena League football came for about then. Then, but it wasn't really that popular. Yeah, it wasn't no money in it. Now it's starting to get money now. Then they got the Canadian Football League and hit it up. Now you got the United States Football League to come in when the NFL go out.
And not to mention what they doing for the ladies like that.
You got y'all leagues.
I would have did that when I was young. Why we on professional sports? I wouldn't do it now. I'm still fast.
I got a couple shout outs. Arena Football. My cousin Larry Shipp played Arena Football for the Nashville Predators.
Yeah.
My cousin Michael Orr played football for Baltimore Ravens.
Should be shout out to him.
Yeah, that's my little cousin. You know what I'm saying? I got Sean Morgan. He played overseas in European ball. So that was another thing. We know that it can be done.
Hey,
in the semi-pro teams, hey, I'm still willing to play now. I will get out there in them pads and I'm only 28, so I got plenty. Even the semi-pro team didn't want to fuck with me. Hey,
man,
I got a good 250-yard game for you.
We gonna look into that.
Yeah, for real, because I feel them.
I got a good 250-yard game in me, but
and what's so cold?
They on table one good thing,
right? And what's so cold about that? Because if that put you in front of the youth. You know what I'm saying? One of the things, if they see you out there still active in motion, they're going to shut the fuck up and get back to work.
I'm out there practicing what I'm preaching. Because it's always, this way, as a player, I'm always gravitate to the coach who's out there doing what I'm doing.
Gotcha.
Like I said, no disrespect to the coaches that are out there that didn't play the sport.
Right.
But fuck y'all. I'm finna listen to the coach that did with the shit that I did that know what's going on. Coach, you went up. Yeah, I'm gonna listen to this coach that played football coming up and shit versus the coach that just stayed on the sideline and watched the shit going on and studied the game. Yeah, I understand you got a good knowledge of the game, but I'm finna listen to the man who was there on the first-hand account. Cause you know the knowledge, you got all that and all the whoop de woo and all that stuff. But he was up there in the trenches going down, and he know that from a first person viewpoint. So that's who I'm finna go to. Cause if I'm finna do this, I'm not finna listen to somebody to teach me how to be a millionaire if you're not a millionaire.
Right. Yeah.
No disrespect. I understand you trying to give me advice,
but if you feel me,
I respect your advice and I appreciate it, but if you're not, you can't give me advice on how to be a millionaire if you're not one.
Right.
And no disrespect, but it is what it is.
It just makes sense.
Yeah. It makes more sense. How you gonna tell me how to be a millionaire? You're not one. Why it didn't work for you?
Like that's one of the things that kind of works for us, especially like with our girls. Like y'all see me, I'm widow. You know what I'm saying? So what the girls, man? Most of the kids, they are automatically bigger than me. You know what I'm saying? So like he'll tell me, Coach, I need you today. I need you to come out here with the girls today. They need to see it. They need to feel it. And I'm like, man, they ain't ready, man. They didn't get out there, and they think they finna take advantage, and then they be like, dang, Coach, really play? Like, yeah, I would do your ass. Like, I'm not, you step in this water, I'm gonna do your ass. I'm not gonna take it soft.
Yeah, that's why I like to say.
And every time I say something after that, they doing what the fuck I tell them to do, because they see that I got knowledge, I know what to do. You know what I'm saying? So exactly. That's why I say pay it forward, man.
Oh, yeah, that's why I say. It's nothing but like that coach is telling me how to do something. Like, you know what? Line up against me right quick, and I'm gonna show you how to do it right quick. Then the coach just do your ass in, like, all right, I get what you're saying. Right, now.
What you saying again?
So I go that way, then go like this, then move that way. I got you now. I feel you, cause you just embarrass you in front of everybody in football and practice and shit. Like,
we do some training at Quest Fitness, y'all. Y'all get y'all memberships at Quest Fitness. Lake Overdrive, 1693 Lake Overdrive, Monday, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays. I'm there. Come and get it. I got it for you. Let's go.
I'm telling you, my workout class gonna be intense, but not intense, but intense. I ain't gonna do them bad the first week, because I want to see what I'm working with. I want to see how all my people gonna move and react to what I got them doing.
She's
now
doing aerobics class.
Now, if they ready, we finna go, because they don't even know. I'm like, the energizer money, like, that just keep going. Like, sometimes just can't stop. So, but I'm excited about it. It's a great opportunity. And everything that we sitting here talking about, y'all, like, that's what helped us get this opportunity. You know what I'm saying? So, we not taking it for granted. We not taking nothing for granted, because we know even with getting this opportunity, somewhere somebody's eyes was on us. Somewhere somebody said they see us. You know what I'm saying? So, that's why I tell people, don't stop doing what you're doing, because eventually you're going to make it where you're supposed to be, because the right people going to see you to get you there.
Yeah, we older, you know. So somebody watch. There's plenty of times we thought, you know, things was going unnoticed, not being seen. But, you know, it's a blessing to be the ages that we are and still being able to do things, you know, for the community and still doing our music and having fun with that as well.
Already. All right, but first, take a pause right there. We can thank the people that thank us. Let's go on, start out with some people that love to fill us up, man. We got one of the best cooks in the building.
Yo, yo, yo.
And I'm talking about the Chill Grill, boy. If y'all ain't had that food, I don't know what y'all sleeping on. You got to get it.
Come holler at your boy Chill Will at the Chill Grill. Got that good food for you. Everything made from scratch from these two hands.
There we go.
From Mississippi boy, from Pocahontas, Mississippi, man.
All right, then.
Get it in.
Country boy. Country, hey, I can't help but be that way. Got it tatted on my stomach. Highway 49, Pine Grove Road, baby. That's where I'm from.
Yeah, I pass the Pocahontas every day going to work
together.
Yeah, you can get those neighbors.
Then we go thank our boy Mechanic Mall. Boy. Y'all need y'all vehicles fixed up. Hit them up. And we got another one at Lil Red PM Services. That man fixed on the gas and the diesel fixed up.
All
right. He get it done for you.
Facts.
Real talk.
Support black business.
Yes, sir. And we like to thank our girl at BK Creations. Y'all need that custom apparel. She'll get it done for you with the right dime and on time.
Oh, yeah. Get all that stuff made from BK.
I seen that, heard that.
That's how we get it. Y'all want to put something out there? Y'all want to put some promos out there real quick.
Shout out to Team Cream Team.
Yep, Cream Team Ballers. Shout out to all my players, all my coaches for the Cream Team Ballers organization.
Shout out my ladies. We still holding it down.
All right. Shout out to Numb Apparel. You know what I'm saying? A new clothing line that we're supporting, Numb Apparel. We got the links on our bios if y'all want to shop with them.
And we have a new one that's in the works. We still trying to work out some of the kinks, but right now we think it's going to be called La Vie. That is the brand that's going to be supported by our daughter, Truth Taylor. In Spanish, her name is La Verdad. So we, you know, kind of cut it short, give it like a La Vie, give it like a little
signature design.
The signature design. Even though we just saw Melo came out with his, it all just came together and it had nothing to do with Melo. It's just
great minds thinking like
what you said. Right. And that's exactly what I said when I saw it. I was like, you know what? It must be. That's like a good omen. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, so we going to roll with it. So, La V supporting 21, Truth Taylor, you know what I'm saying? Like, pro basketball player. Like, that's, and I think that's about it.
You know, we can go forever on that. But.
Oh, yeah, check out that Israel latest project.
Oh, yeah, you know, that's a given. You know, I ain't going to bore y'all with that. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know about all that.
Come on, man.
We here for everything else.
Yeah, y'all got to keep us updated with that apparel, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Shout out to Social Media.
That Numb, you can definitely get some of that. Like, he has some pieces that he have on his page that you can actually go and check out. Like, he do one-on-ones. Okay. You never know what it's going to be. Like,
love them.
He wicked with it. Like, he got his mama's mind. You know what I'm saying?
You'll never see more than one.
Cause I'm one of those. When I come to you for something, like, just do something, bro. Just do something you ain't never did before.
Let me get that.
So that's why I just want to have something. We get it from you can get it from this, but it ain't gonna be like this, bro.
Right. And it's not just shirts. He also customized jeans too. So keep that in mind.
I like fingerprint outfits. You don't have another fingerprint. You ain't gonna never find this again. Unique.
Yeah.
Another word for unique.
And, you know, he got the signature designs too, you know, the signature.
The Cream Team Athletics is the latest. We have revamped that. It was Cream Team, but we gonna go ahead and punctuate it with the athletics on the end.
We're moving into different sports now, so we can't just do just basketball.
So it's just Cream Team Athletics now.
Already. We want to give y'all another thanks for coming out to the BDB podcast.
Sure. First of many, man. Hey, we can come now when y'all need us now. Hey, shouts out to Mississippi Raptors. I saw that too.
What's up?
I got a lot of guys on that team that I coached when they was young.
Ain't no pull up. You can come with them easy. Just pull up, man.
And not even just that, y'all. They gave Teaser a microphone. Teaser wasn't expecting a microphone. So I'm in it.
So we like these guys already. You know what I'm saying? The Raptors, shouts out to the Raptors. I saw that. I appreciate y'all doing
that was a good one,
like, real talk. Like, and all the other organizations too, y'all. Like,
culturally,
everybody.
That's what we look out for.
Everybody. You know, it's love. Like me, for instance, I'm not one that's always around. But if you touch bases with me, it's pretty much love. Because I'm like a busybody. I ain't gonna even lie about it. Like, I'm always going. And I work for my phone. Like, I do hair if I'm not.
Oh, she got the free phones too, y'all.
Yeah, I got free phones, $20 tablets. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can get one. You ain't got to add no special benefits, man. If you got an income, I can still get you one anyway. But I got one too with my income. Yeah. So, mess with me when you got time, when you think about it. You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, you know, just being in the midst of and thanking y'all for allowing us to come through and being a part of what y'all do. And we just grateful. You know what I'm saying? I'm grateful because I ain't expect the microphone.
You've been on a podcast run for a few months now. Yeah. So we liking it. We liking the energy that we get. It's good for the clips. It's good. You know, and I know y'all going to do the reels.
Already.
It's good to see the outside of the talent, just to see people as people. That's the good thing that's about nowadays. You couldn't see what, you know, Eminem was doing in 98.
Yeah.
You know, it's only what they was putting out. So it's good for people to see the real.
You understand you a rapper, nigga. You understand you play basketball, but who is you for real?
Right. Yeah.
We want to know what you like to do. What you feel? When you wake up in the morning, do you stretch first or you just sit there on the side of the bed and stare at the wall and stare at life and shit? You one of them type of niggas.
And people deserve
it. Are you a Michelob or a Corona type nigga? Man? What type of nigga is you?
They investing their time and energy in you.
We can't never get off a podcast without talking about drinking. Y'all already know how I go.
BDBO, bring the bottles. was out. But it got multiple meanings for this. It's an acronym for a reason. So you can put any letter up there.
All
right. We want to thank y'all people for listening out, again to the BDBO podcast. Thank y'all for coming out.
Thank y'all, Facebook.
Y'all people be easy.
Thank y'all, Instagram.